It gives a tax deduction to a company. If they will hire someone off the unemployment roll, they can take up to 50% of that person's salary if they keep them for a year. Now, the way we need to create jobs in Alabama on a short-term basis is to give tax breaks like that to businesses.
Well, you said that you wouldn't raise taxes if elected, but Alabama is still facing a tight fiscal climate. Stimulus funds from Washington aren't there to plug the gaps. How would you keep Alabama in the black?
It may take some cuts, and I'm sure it will, in fact. But the most important thing is getting people back to work and getting them paying taxes. If we do that, then the education funding especially will be okay because it's based 85% on growth taxes, which is income, sales tax, and use tax. After that, what we can do in education, we need to budget differently. That's why I like the 15-year rolling average budget. And I vehemently argued against AEA to try to get that bill passed, and eventually we're going to. So we need to budget differently. We need to get health care costs under control. And the way we do that, I believe, is putting our teachers on state-owned health savings accounts. And that's what I've always been for. We need to consider for new hires, not old hires now, new hires, retirement at 30 years rather than 25 years. General fund is a little different. It's not as much related to growth taxes. And the things that we need to fund, we must fund Medicaid because every hospital in the state of Alabama will go under if we don't fund Medicaid adequately. We must also fund the Department of Corrections because if we don't do that, we'll either have a federal lawsuit that will cost us billions of dollars or we'll be letting people out of jail that we don't want out of jail. Now, everything else is on the line.
This last year, we've seen clashes over the issue of electronic bingo in Alabama. First of all, do you support the action that Governor Riley has taken with the governor's task force in raiding these casinos?
Well, the governor has the right to enforce the laws of the state, however he sees fit. He believes right now that that's the way he should do it. Is that the way I'm going to do it? No.
And how would you do it?
The reason I'm not going to do it that way is because it's confrontational, and I don't think that's necessary. I am going to send in officers with a search warrant, and we will investigate the machines and see whether or not they're legal without causing such a controversy as has been caused lately.
So with the larger issue of electronic bingo in Alabama, how would you approach that issue?
Well, I personally am against gambling. There is no economy that's helped by gambling. Having said that, we're not solving the problem. And I do believe that we must solve this problem. And if it is necessary or if it is possible to have a clean, clear vote where a no vote, which I'm for, would do away with all gambling in the state of Alabama, including electronic bingo, including parimutuel betting and card bingo. If you could have a bill like that and do away with all gambling, then you could possibly do away with the Indian gaming. That is the only way to do it. Now, that's in theory if we could ever get a bill like that. I doubt we can get a bill like that.
A bill through the legislature to a referendum that would eliminate all gambling in the state.
If it's a no vote, you eliminate all gambling. It gives people like me who are against gambling a chance to vote no.
Your opponent, Bradley Byrne, has repeatedly tried to tie you to the Alabama Education Association, saying you've taken money from the AEA, that you're carrying their water as a state legislator. What is your relationship with the AEA? How would you describe that?
AEA is a special interest, and special interests are the same to me. When they're right, I vote with them. When they're wrong, I vote against them. And I do that with every special interest.
So his claim that you've carried their water, that...
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Listen, let me tell you. I have taken $10,000 last year from AEA, but if you add up all the money that he's taken from AEA, it's much more than I've ever taken from AEA.
Well, you've pledged that you aren't going to run negative ads during this campaign, but Bradley Byrne says you don't have to because the ads that have been run by AEA groups are essentially doing your dirty work. What's your response to that?
I have had absolutely nothing to do with that. Tim James had nothing to do with it. Tim James last month was blamed exactly the way I've been blamed. They said that he is the puppet of AEA. You know, is everyone the puppet of AEA? You know, that's what I'd like to ask Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne started this fight. He started the fight with AEA, and they fought back. Tim James and I have just stood on the sidelines and just watched it.